Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
A community is here to look out for each other.
Yeah.
Right? You are your brother's keeper.
Yes.
But for this to work, you have to trust the people that live around you.
Mm-hmm.
And we have some information in front of us that suggests
maybe
the trust that was once there ain't there anymore.
Do they say why?
That's for us to determine.
Okay.
You're hanging out in the break room, Rochester's just Classic Rock 96.5, WCMF. Do you trust your neighbors?
Yeah, I think so.
Well, it turns out the majority of Americans don't.
Like, trust them at all?
Kimmy, in a recent survey done by the Pew Research Institute, just over 4 in 10 Americans say they trust all or most of the people in their neighborhood, which means over 50% of us
50%
do not trust the majority of people we live near.
Well, when you say trust, what do you, like...
The fact that you have to ask me that tells me you don't trust
them. But I'm kind of with them. Like, trust them to like, get my mail, or trust them
to
hurt me.
Well, look,
like,
I mean...
Yeah, it's not a rip me off or bang my wife.
Look,
there's a lot of... That's a very vague statement.
Look, okay, look, you can describe someone as a trustworthy person.
Yeah.
And you know exactly what you're talking about when you ask, is that person trustworthy?
Well, I will say this. It's different from, like, my parents' generation. Where
you trusted everybody.
Everybody was in and out of their houses. You know, they all went through the same experiences. So it was a different day and age.
Okay. All right. So do you trust all your neighbors?
No. Well, I don't really know them.
So
what's all your neighbors? Like just your,
like the ones
your
you
immediate
know?
Neighbors or like the whole street?
It's
like
the
up the street.
Let's go with the neighbors.
No, I mean, I don't know the people up the street.
So you don't trust them?
I'd have to meet him first.
Kimmy?
So I wouldn't have a blind trust.
Kimmy, do you trust all your neighbors?
I trust the ones I've met. I don't really know much about some of my neighbors.
Right.
Okay. You trust every neighbor you've met?
Yeah, I do. The ones that I've met, I trust.
Okay.
No, I've met neighbors that I didn't trust or didn't like.
Uh-huh. Well, like and trust are two different things. You can trust someone and dislike them.
No. I don't like you, I don't trust you.
No, you can have a personality that's grating. I know you're not going to do anything that's going to be dishonest. Do you automatically lock trust and like together?
I think so. I think I do.
Okay.
Like, if I don't like you, I'm going to talk crap on you. I'm going to make up stories about you in my head.
No, but that makes you the bad person.
Well, I realize that, but I'm also projecting on them.
Okay.
Because I don't like you.
Okay. So it turns out that just knowing the people you live around is something we're not great at either. And you just said this, actually. Only 1 in 4 Americans say they know all or most of the people that live in their neighborhood.
Yeah, that's the weird thing, man. Like, I don't know. I've lived in my wife's house now for 13 years.
Okay.
I can't even tell you their house numbers.
Do you know? You just said you don't know all the people in your neighborhood.
No, I don't.
Okay. I've lived in my house for 15 years.
Yeah.
There are 4 families I've never spoken to.
Yeah.
Yeah.
In fact, there's one family who, when their car drives down the street every single time, I'm like, who's that? Oh, it's those people that live down there. And I've lived there for 15 years, and so have they.
But that makes sense.
Why is that?
I mean, because you don't interact with them. You know what I mean? So, and you're not going to go out of your way. You don't have the time. A person right now like you who's got kids to go talk to them.
And you got to figure not everybody's schedules line up where you may not even see your neighbors for the reason that they're not home.
And that's a
when
great
you're
point.
Out and about. Yeah.
Because, like, for my parents' generation, most of that neighborhood was a 9-to-5 job, and they had Sundays off for mm-hmm. sure, mostly Saturdays. And they had shared experiences, you know, that generation.
Yeah.
And they knew everybody. Like, my father was, his best friend was of a nationality that he could not stand and would talk crap on all the time, but he said, he's one of the good ones.
Well, if he's one of the good ones.
And that guy didn't like Italians, but Mike Millet was one of the good ones. You know what I mean? Like, they...
Turns out Mike actually wasn't one of the good
yeah,
ones.
Yeah, but it worked. But I think well, it was that day, that generation, it was just a different time.
Can I also sidebar, too? Like, your parents' generation was so dense.
Oh, yeah.
That they didn't realize, like, I don't like these people. I like this one, but the rest of them I don't like.
Right.
When I got to know this one, I like him, but the rest of them, they all got to be a piece of crap. Yeah. No, but I mean, to your point, my dad's best friends were everybody that lived around us. Mm-hmm. We knew absolutely everybody.
You also relied
up.
On those people more, probably, at the time.
So that's what's funny. And this is where the study gets interesting. 252-WCMF, 252-9263. Only 44% of Americans say they trust their neighbors, everyone they live in a neighborhood with. Past that, yeah. only 1 in 4 Americans say they know all or most of the people that live in their neighborhood. What is really funny here,
yeah.
based on the answers to this study, despite, let me try this again. Your wife is the social one
yes.
in the relationship, mm-hmm. right, with the neighborhood?
Yeah.
So is mine. But despite that, men are more likely to know all or most of their neighbors than women are, according
Wait,
to this
men?
Study. Men are more likely to know most of their neighbors than their wives.
Well, I thought sense. It would have been the wives. Men are so...
Well, but I'm just thinking, like, my husband is usually the one that goes out of his way to talk to everybody more than me, but he also has been asked to, like, help with things, too.
Okay.
So there's also that aspect where, like, he kind of jumps into, like, take care of something for somebody. Like, he's the one that's asked to do that. So I wonder if there are more husbands, like, doing, I guess, could be, like, outdoor work, stuff like that for their neighbors.
I don't want to ask a neighbor for help. I don't want to be bitch shamed. I don't like need some guy talking borrow, crap
to,
about me.
To borrow, like, a tool or something.
Oh, he doesn't even have a flange. I don't know what that is. It's a flange.
Well, just that is social. I mean, we're not that social either. I mean, as a whole.
Sure, sure. And that's where this gets funny.
Right.
So based on answers to this study, the Pew Research Institute created a person who was most likely to know all
okay.
and talk to all of their neighbors.
Who's that?
Are you ready?
Yeah.
White suburban upper-income man over the age of 50 who lives in a suburban area.
Okay. So a guy upper middle age.
Yeah. A white upper middle age white guy. Who yeah. lives in the suburbs and has an upper income.
Yeah, he's kind of nosy then.
Everybody listening knows that guy.
Yes.
And he's the most annoying person yeah. you live around. Am I wrong?
You can't, like, walk your dog past that guy's house without having a 10-minute conversation in his driveway.
But it makes sense, though, because that's a guy that would have the final memories of living in a neighborhood that your father's describing. I mean, that's yeah. you. We're describing you, minus the
income.
Wealth.
He's the one out there mowing the lawn and analyzing everybody else's yard. Wants to talk about that.
Yeah. And, like, here's the thing.
Yeah.
When that guy, right, that we describe, yeah. like the old white guy who's got money, living in your neighborhood, wants to talk to you, yeah. they're harmless, and you don't want to be rude.
No.
So you'll have that conversation.
Well, and you want to keep the peace.
But they don't know when to stop.
Yeah.
Right? Like, they'll tell you all the neighborhood goings-on, their theories on God knows what that I don't want to hear.
They also don't pick up on cues.
Yeah, thank you.
No.
Like, I'm ready to go. I'm doing something yeah. over here. They don't see any of it.
No, I'm with you. Hey, good to talk to you, man. Yeah, I remember when this was all apple orchards out here. It's all oh, yeah. apple orchards.
You should be a farm.
We got Instagram messages coming in. Duffy and WCMF, the easiest way to get us. Danny writes us, men can remember all the names and gossip the wife talks about. The wife probably forgets who she talked about last month. Yeah, take that, ladies. Dan, here's an interesting one.
What?
He says, I only know the people who also have dogs. Otherwise, none.
Well, because you interact because of the dog.
But that's just it. Like, if you
dogs bring you together.
If you have,
it is funny because when we're talking about some of our neighbors that we don't know their names, we'll be like the person with the blank dog, or right. the, you know what I mean. Like, we just know them by them walking their dog around. That's how we identify them.
It's just, I mean, look, now as you're doing the side by side here,
yeah.
right? And if you're of a certain age, I do feel like Kimmy, we might be the last generation age where we remember tight knit neighborhoods.
Yeah.
Right. Because my kids aren't going to have that experience
no.
growing up. Like, they don't know half
yeah,
the
like, people. You don't have all the people in the neighborhood in your basement for, like, you know, Monday night football
no.
or something
But your
like
kids
that.
Are never home.
That, too.
I mean, your kids are doing activities yeah. every night.
No, you're right.
So they're not running around the neighborhoods like I did.
You're right.
And I was thinking about this. So my aunt spent her whole professional career in Manhattan as a lawyer. And she used to always talk about her neighborhood was like a small town because it had everything she needed. So she knew like every shop, every person in there. She interacted with them, the restaurants, you know, the dry cleaner and all that stuff. So I have a cousin now. She spent her whole professional career in Manhattan. She's completely isolated. She lives in a high rise. She gets everything delivered. And she doesn't have to leave the place. So she doesn't have to go down and interact anymore. So she's like in this tower and doesn't come outside.
But I mean, it's funny. You talk about like in a tower. Your home is your tower. If you're getting stuff from Amazon, delivery,
food. You don't have to get out.
You're right. You literally, if you work from home, get Amazon and door. You don't have to leave your house.
She gets medical treatment at her house.
Oh, no kidding.
Yeah.
Is that a thing we can do?
Well, if you have money.
Or marry a dermatologist.
Yeah,
right?
There you go. I
come
hear
on.
You, buddy.
High five.
But yeah, so you don't have to interact.
All right, we're getting a lot of women hate when it comes to neighborhood. This must be the divorced dads.
What is it?
Joey writes us, that's because women are mean to each other. Where guys talk more friendly and are willing to talk to their neighbors, a woman will be nice to each other's face but talk crap about the neighbors as soon as they walk out the door.
That's a man oblivious to. That's a man that thinks everybody in the neighborhood wants to talk to him.
But I can't completely disagree with that statement.
Bro, we're the most gossipy dudes. All dudes are gossipy.
What are you talking
about?
But
how many times has your wife gone out with. And how did they get home?
My wife?
All wives.
Never. How many friends have you made in the neighborhood?
What's that?
How many friends have you made in the neighborhood?
Zero.
People that you like and want to hang out with and call them?
Zero, zero, zero.
So you can't really say it's just your wife that does
no,
it.
No, but all women will rip each other apart.
There are people who are some of our best friends, and we will sit here and just destroy them.
I only
them.
Know them fun. By the terrible things you say.
No, we make fun. Here's the difference.
Oh, please.
We make fun of people and we do jokes about them.
Oh, we're just doing the jokey jokes?
Women do not.
You are
it's
oblivious,
serious
my friend.
Business.
You are.
I'm Catholic.
Not
kinda.
Aware of self.
Look, I want to be team man here, but if we're being honest, come on when it comes to gossip in bed.
Yeah, but fun gossip.
Yeah,
good
fun
stuff.
Gossip, but you also don't like that person.
Okay, so here's where this study gets really funny.
Whatever.
Again, 252 WCMF, the Pew Research Institute did a massive study into how we feel about our neighbors and how we interact with them. Like we told you, 44% of Americans say they do not trust the majority of their neighbors. Only 1 in 4 Americans say they know all or most of the people that live in their neighborhood. And it's a stark contrast compared to what it used to be. What is really funny, there is a section in this study, what Americans are willing to do for their neighbors. For example, 76% of Americans say they would be likely to bring in mail or water plants for a neighbor. Okay. 67% of Americans say they'd bring a meal to a neighbor who was sick or in mourning. Right. And those are standard neighborly things.
Yeah.
It's happened for you. It makes sense. Now remember, only 44% of Americans trust all their neighbors. Yet 50% in this study say they'd be at least very likely to loan money to a neighbor in an emergency.
What?
Oh, my God.
Oh, they say that, but they ain't doing it.
Obviously.
I mean, people won't even do that for their own family.
No kidding.
You're going to do that for a neighbor?
Loan them money.
There is not a neighbor I have that if they asked me, there's not an amount of money they could ask me.
Not immediately suspicious.
I would immediately say no. I'm not. There's what?
Yeah, I ain't got it, man. I'm tapped.
Well, I know you don't got it. I mean, Kimmy, would you?
You ain't got it.
Would you loan money to a neighbor?
No.
Even if you had it?
Yeah, because I guess maybe if it was like some type of serious emergency where they didn't have where I could understand why they're asking. I don't know. I just can't think of a situation where I would feel comfortable doing that.
You know, the other thing that sucks about like getting to know your neighbor?
What's that?
There is a tight window in which you have to remember their names.
Yeah.
Because you will be introduced. My name is blah. My name is blah. Yeah. Da, 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 da. And there's even like a week or two afterwards, like, tell me your name again. I'm sorry.
Mm-hmm.
If you forget that person's name, you can never ask them again.
No, you can't.
And there's no way to find out what it is.
Nope.
There's not yellow pages anymore, white pages.
It has been too long.
Yeah, it does suck.
You got to hope you catch it from somebody else saying it out loud or maybe...
Social media.
Or if you hear that person introducing themselves to somebody you know, otherwise you're stuck.
There was a guy who lives in my neighborhood.
Yeah.
Really nice guy. I talk to him on a semi-regular basis, and he's always like, hey, and I'm always like, hey, I've lived near him for 15 years. I have no idea what his first name is, last name is, not a clue. Yeah.
Does he say your name?
Yes.
Oh, that's bad.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yes, he does. Thank God he doesn't know what I do for a living.
You think?
He's never brought it up.
Yeah.
And he calls me Pat, not Duffy, which is always like a key.
Okay.
You know what
that's
I mean?
That's good.
If I hear Duffy, I know you listen to this filth, you pieces of crap. So, like, Tommy, you know, going back to this study,
yeah,
it paints a bleak picture of how we feel about the people we share a life with. And it's also, like, a little bit depressing. But it's also possible that a healthy mistrust of the people you live around could be a good thing.
Well, you don't want to be a chump.
That's just it.
And a sucker.
Because, like, thinking back to where you grew up, everyone listening, chances are pretty good that someone you lived around as a child, you found out did something not great later.
Yes.
Or had some secret they were keeping from everybody. And this is someone whose house you could have played at, whose parents trusted to keep an eye on you, who had access to things that they shouldn't have had access to because everyone felt they could trust their neighbors. Yeah. Like, Tommy, every time we see some psycho do something crazy on the news, they go to the people who live around them.
Yeah.
And they stick a mic in their face and they go, tell us about this guy. What do they say?
Well, it seemed like a good guy, kept to himself, you know. Yeah. Never saw it coming.
Very friendly.
You're waxing nostalgic a second ago about, you know, everyone knowing everybody and pig roast and hanging out in the basement and friends and family.
Yeah.
We should not have blindly trusted people because they bought a house down the street from us.
Yeah, there's some probably horrible stories we will never know about that happened.
So it's possible that the way we're living now is the better way to live.
Isolated.
Peering
out the windows.
Isolated, but skeptical.
Not trusting.
Earn my trust.
Okay.
Yeah. I mean, shouldn't trust earn should be trusted. Trust should be earned.
Yeah, probably. I mean, I'm happy not talking to people and not trusting people.
Do you think they trust you?
Why wouldn't they?
Well, that's the funny thing here, right?
You would be the most suspicious.
Why?
Leaving super early in the morning.
Coming home super early in the morning.
She's right.
Yeah.
Always out in the yard looking around, walking around.
Walking around, looking around. Yeah. You came to the house after your wife was there.
Yeah.
You're very weird looking.
Very particular about toters for some reason.
Dressed like a cricket player. You know, Nick has some great advice here. Don't die. if there is a neighbor whose name you forgot, he says on Duffy on WCMF, go check their mail. Just open up the mailbox.
Oh, yeah. That's nothing not suspicious. Bad about that. Let's see.
It's not the worst idea in the world.
I think that's illegal.
It is illegal.
How do you do that without somebody seeing you?
Especially
with ring cams and everything.
Here's what you do.
Right.
You pretend that you have some of their mail.
Oh.
And then you go down. Actually, don't do this because it is illegal. But what I would do if I wasn't worried about getting arrested, open up the mailbox. Like, oh, nope, wrong one. And then I walk back.
You can just say I was confused.
You just have to hope that it's their name.
Yes.
Okay, let's take a break.
Fun fact, you can't get pregnant every day. You're only fertile for 6 days, ovulation day and the 5 days leading up to it. Natural Cycles is the only birth control app that can pinpoint your fertile window by analyzing your hormone-driven temperature trends. It's more than just a basic cycle tracking app. Natural Cycles is the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app and has helped millions prevent and plan for pregnancy naturally. Save 15% when you sign up today with code RADIO15. Learn more at naturalcycles.com.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Ah, DSW, birthplace of the humble brag. Here, the shoes are so good, no one would ever know how little you paid. If you didn't go telling everyone, that is. And with never-ending options for every style, mood, and occasion, all at really great prices, we'll definitely give you something to brag about. So so go ahead. Stock up on fresh sneakers from your favorite brands. Or try those boots you always secretly knew you could pull off. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
Buddy boy!
Yeah, buddy boy.
The cats come back out to play.
Oh, what?
At least that's what some people in this West Side town believe.
Mm.
And this is less than ideal for a couple of reasons. One, we in the greater Rochester area had all hoped this thing had moved on from our community.
Mm.
But more importantly, if it was actually spotted in this area,
yeah.
I guess it means it could be anywhere in Monroe County at any moment, which is horrifying. You're hanging out the breaker, Rochester's Classic Rock, 96.5 WCMF. So it's been almost a month since the Rochester Mountain Lion was spotted down near Clinton Ave in the city.
On the prowl.
The long-tailed cat, which was caught on a ring cam, sent everybody into a frenzy.
Mm-hmm.
And again, it led to the greatest witness TV interview in the history of Rochester, New York.
All of a sudden, I'm on the side over here, and I just see people running and stuff. And I'm like, what's going on? I didn't know what was going on, you know? I was like, little nervous. Next thing I know, I just kept walking. I see mad people after I see the people run, I just see something big just walking, just right over here, right here by the bush. It went right over there. I swear, I promise, it went right over there. I just kept walking. I seen it, seen me, see it. I'm like, no, I gotta go, man. I'm out. I ain't about to play with nobody. Look, they probably done seen it right now, so I don't know what's going on, but.
I seen it. See me. See it. All right, so a week ago, so that was a one-night story,
yeah,
and that was that. No more sightings, no tracks, no real confirmation that it was an actual mountain lion. And it was a week ago today, hate mail of the week, 8 o'clock, that we had a man write us saying that this whole thing was a hoax,
yeah,
that it was perpetuated by the Rochester Police Department and the Department of Environmental Conservation in unison with all of the media outlets, including us in Rochester, wow, to lock people down so they could do terrible stuff.
Mm-hmm.
And in that conversation, I thought that guy was a nut job. Mm-hmm. Kimmy came out, and you said you did believe this mountain lion story was a hoax.
I didn't say it was a hoax. I just said I need more evidence.
No, you said it did not happen. We have the audio.
I said the video may not have been real, as they said on the news.
You're going to change your tune.
It's there. I'm not changing my tune.
It's on the
That's
website.
What I said.
You can go back and listen, everybody.
And then Tommy and I said,
uh-huh,
how did nobody else see this mountain lion?
I know, crazy, right?
There was one dude and nobody else came
Nobody
out
else saw it.
Because he said that there were people running
nobody
away from it. You would think that like those people would say, yeah, it was really scary when I ran away from the mountain lion.
You two smugly sat here and go, no mountain lion. And then it happened.
Oh, I can't talk. I'm not Kimmy.
Thank you. Well.
Since when?
We have a potential new sighting.
So basically, we have evidence. Solid evidence. God damn it, there's a cat.
We actually do. So
great.
Nicole and Brooke, they are mother and daughter.
This is like CSI kind of stuff now, Tommy.
They live in Greece near North Ave.
Okay.
And Monday night, around 10 p.m., they saw something. What they believe to be a mountain lion.
Do they out for a walk or something?
This is Nicole and Brooke, mom and daughter, breaking down what they saw.
Right. We came down off of North Ave, coming into North Bridge here, and I want to say we hit about where the yellow house is there, and all of a sudden this mass lit up under this light here. You could see this big, long, elongated creature of looking like a lion, and it took two leaps over from this creek going this way and went down the embankment.
I saw like the tail and stuff, and it was like long, and it was crazy.
Is that enough for you?
Wow, so neither of them had the wherewithal to pull out their cell phone and take a picture of it.
At 10 o'clock at night when it happened. Right?
Yeah, I never see people taking cell phone pictures at night when crap is going down. How is nobody...
This is your boy.
Nobody's taken out a phone yet and taken a picture of this guy.
I do have a question. Like, I can't picture... Where exactly are they?
I'm also trying to figure it out. I can't figure it out.
Like, is it really close to the city? Is it further out?
No, it's
in Greece.
It's around a creek, but Greece...
Right, but it's so big, I don't know, like, where in Greece.
Yeah, Greece, huge.
No, way out there.
Oh, buddy, huge town. Huge town.
He's out there.
Miss you. All right, so this is not enough for you.
Well, no,
I'm asking.
How has nobody whipped out their phone?
Okay, well, then let me introduce you to Caitlin.
Caitlin got a phone?
I guess, because I was also trying to figure out, based on where this mother and daughter were, like, how far would this thing have had to go where nobody's seen it to that point?
Nobody's seen it. I seen it.
I said nobody's seen it.
See it.
Nobody has seen it.
Okay, so you guys still aren't convinced. That's fine.
All right, so let's hear Caitlin.
Phone number is 252-WCMF, 252-9263. Caitlin lives less than a mile and a half away from Nicole and Brooke. And over a month ago, she says she saw something similar in her yard. Quote from 10NBC. It went so fast, I didn't even know what I saw. I told my husband, I think that looks like a mountain lion. These two women connected, and she was still skeptical until she went into her backyard and found further evidence.
Wait, the son of a bitch was back there?
No. A dump.
So, kitty cat dropping.
Some type of large dropping. Took a giant dump in her yard.
Do they take giant dumps?
So, they took that dump to a wildlife expert.
Oh, wait. She took the dump.
I don't know if she picked up the dump.
Well, you would have to pick up the dump.
Well, but
the dump was still there, though, because the reporter in the story is doing he's kneeling down.
At the dump?
At the dump.
Like showing it on camera.
CSI dumps is what it was. Okay. You leave it there. So the wildlife expert says the dump found matches the description of mountain lion scat, as they put it.
Scat.
That mountain lion took a dump in her backyard.
Scatted in my yard. All right.
Okay. So with what we now have in front of us, and to counter your cell phone camera argument, all right, first of all, these women did not expect, all three of them, to come across a mountain.
No.
Right? And they may not even have their phones in their hand. And I would like to point to
That's a first. Okay. Three women, none of them had a phone.
And they'd be shopping.
Oh, you know they shopping.
Women be shopping.
They were just coming off from shopping.
I've watched you try to use your phone.
You can't use me
If I said you've got 30 seconds to take a picture of that plant outside, go.
Boom. Done.
Show me.
Oh, damn it. The phone's not working.
You don't know how to pull up your camera. Oh,
yes, I
can pull up your
camera. Hit the camera button.
The phone number is 252-WCMF. We have three more women who say they've seen it with their own eyes. We have a dump. Does this mountain lion actually live in Greece?
It could be.
Kimmy, is this enough for you?
Okay, the dump is a little more convincing. Now we have some solid evidence.
It looked pretty soft.
Experts say came from this animal. I can believe it with the dump.
So you're going to admit
were
wrong.
But the eyewitnesses to me weren't enough.
Okay.
They're kind of sketch.
But with the dump, why are they sketch? Well, why would they lie?
But here's the thing. Like, even they didn't know what they saw most of the time. It wasn't like, that's definitely what it was. They kind of saw it in the distance, or they thought they saw something.
All right.
So I was skeptical up until the wildlife expert's confirmation.
When all these people were running down, when that first dude was talking, and he's talking about all the people running down the street, was 9/11. Where are all those witnesses telling you what they saw?
Well, maybe they went home.
They didn't exist.
The news wasn't there when the lion was walking around. They found someone.
Don't you think these people would be clamoring to get in front of a camera and tell what they saw?
Or they were at their job the next day.
It just seems really weird.
So where'd the dump come from?
And by the way,
answer the question, my friend. Where's the dump come from? Where did that dump come from?
Okay, so the dump was not removed from the yard, according to you?
No, the dump is still there, it looks like.
Okay, so it hasn't really been analyzed at a lab. Somebody looked at it and go, I think that's a mountain lion. Until you take that feces and get it to a lab and let the cat experts break it down, that could be any animal, including a dog or a deer.
It would have been the world's biggest dog or deer the size of this dump.
Well, Big dogs take big dumps.
Big dogs take big dumps. So do big cats, bro. Bigger than big dogs. Big old cat dump.
Kitty cat dump.
252-WCMF, 252-9263. We have three more witnesses, all three of them in Greece now, that claim they saw the mountain lion that may have shown up in the city of Rochester just under a month ago. And we got a dump. We've been on this dump story all morning long.
Yeah.
252-WCMF, 252-9263. Keith, what's going on, buddy?
Not much. How are you?
Nothing, Keith. What's up?
It's definitely some guy dressed up in a costume.
Taking giant dumps in people's backyards?
Don't worry about the dump.
No, I mean the dump matter. I mean the dump factors in. All right, Keith. So just to, I want to walk through your theory here. Okay, are you ready with me?
Yeah.
All right. So you have a man dressed up like a cat, running around on all fours, who is spry enough to not only jump into the air and out of sight, he waited for these two women at 10 o'clock at night and the end of a quiet street to spot him and then run away. And then a month before that, he on all fours ran through some woman's backyard in the same neighborhood.
break down your theory?
What's that?
Can I break down your theory now?
Yeah, yeah, go ahead. Yeah, Keith, go ahead.
Go ahead.
All the way in the city, like the heart of the city.
Heart of the city!
Woods. Nobody's seen it.
Nobody's right? seen it. Even he didn't see it, suburbs, seeing him.
Even in the suburbs. Let me finish.
No, listen, Keith. I'm listening.
In rural areas, there's hunters. They got trail cams. It hasn't even showed up on people's trail cams, other ring cams. It just eluded everything, showed up in the hood for this dude to have the interview. Come on.
Keith, when you finish it with come on, you do come make it. Come on, guys. Come on. Well, Keith, listen, I want you to keep listening because the wildlife expert actually has an explanation for that, Keith. We're going to blow your mind, buddy. You ready?
Well, yeah.
All right, good. Great talk, Keith. So,
yeah,
the wildlife expert said in this story on 10 NBC that the 10 to 12 miles between where these women live and where the thing, whatever it was spotted in the city, is the distance that a mountain lion would live and walk around. They also say
that's a long way, a long residential way to get from point A to point B.
Unless it's following water.
Oh, water source.
No, I mean, that's what lions do. Yes, so where these women are, there is a water source. That's why they think it makes sense that the lion would be there. On top of that, you may be wondering, why would a male lion be living in the greater Rochester area?
So they also know it's a male?
They believe it's a male.
Because they saw it's crank?
No, here's why. It works with a theory as to why it would be here. So they were, a long time ago, living in Rochester. Mm-hmm. They haven't been. Male mountain lions, according to this wildlife expert they talked to on 10 NBC, when they go out on their own, like, you know, you're a lion.
Yeah.
You're a lion now.
No.
They will travel great distances looking for mates.
Oh.
And the theory is it ended up around here looking for someone to bang. And even though there are no mates in the area, there are a hell of a lot of things to eat in the town of Greece.
All right.
Red Fidelis, for example.
Oh, nice.
No, but they say like there would be no competition for baby fawns and stuff like that.
Oh, it's just chowing down.
So it can just eat and eat and eat. And the theory is it got here, saw all the delicious food, other stuff it has no competition for, and decided to hang around and get fat.
Okay.
I mean, look, when you see what is being presented here, it all makes logical sense. You have multiple eyewitnesses in multiple different places now. And what I think seals the deal that this is real.
All right, let's do it.
I would agree with you, Tommy. That the hubbub and excitement of something
kinda
like
leads people to look for something that may not be there.
Bingo.
Yeah.
Right? So I would hear you if you said this guy, I mean, there's logic behind this guy didn't see what he think he saw. Or even these women in Greece, the mother, daughter, they were looking for something. This woman, Caitlin, who has the dump in her backyard, saw this thing before it was spotted in the city.
Well, she saw something running by very quickly.
My point is, she wouldn't have been able to get caught up in the fervor because she didn't know there was fervor.
Okay.
Well, but she's saying that now, like, maybe that's what I saw. You know what I mean?
I like that.
Like, it's not like she came out initially and said that. She's thinking,
she's
like,
putting
now,
two and two together.
Yeah, exactly.
Quote. Here's a quote from 10 NBC, Kimmy. Right. Quote. It went so fast, I didn't even know what I saw. I told my husband, I think that looks like a mountain lion.
Yeah.
That was before the spotting.
All right.
Okay.
Kimmy, I mean, it's okay. We're wrong. You can be wrong.
I'm a little bit more convinced with the evidence, but I still don't really understand how this could all work without anybody actually having seen it. Have it.
No,
like
but multiple people have seen it.
No, they've seen something.
And
they,
even
and nobody,
they aren't sure.
Right. And
they have
nobody,
it on camera.
No, they don't.
They do. There was a ring cam.
They have a tail and an ass.
And a back end where that dump came out of.
Yes. Yeah, it is a nice dumper.
252 to BCMF. All right, we got lion experts coming in here.
Oh,
wildlife
God.
Experts. All right, Jen's on CMF. Hey, Jen, how are you?
Jen,
you there?
Jen.
Oh, Jen.
She actually seemed like she knew she was talking
Jen,
about
all right, I'm going to put Jen back on hold. We're going to talk to Tim. Hey, Timmy, how are you, buddy? Tim?
You call for Tim?
Yeah, go ahead. Tim, that's you, buddy. Go.
Yeah. Hey, good morning. Hey, I got to say and preface this, but I'm leaning towards Kimmy and sadly Tommy on this one.
Why is that?
So how long have the sightings been happening?
All right,
Two weeks?
Based on what we have here, if we count Caitlin in Greece's first sighting, which would have been before the one in the city of Rochester, it would be about 5 weeks.
So you brought up a good point about eating.
Yes.
Yeah, you know, there's good food in restaurants, but, I mean, have we had any missing pets?
Well, so oh, that's a good question. I mean, that would, but that could also.
They're eating the cats. They're eating the dogs. Right? They're eating everything. They went after Pat's mom last night. It's horrible what's going on.
What the
out
hell
there.
With that?
Watch your mother.
No, Tim.
The children are starving.
Tim, the wildlife expert says, I guess, is this breeding season for deer? Because they said baby fawns can be picked off pretty easy by these things, and that's why he would be hanging.
Oh.
But I mean, there's got to be some, you know, carnage left over.
Yeah, you always see carcass.
Well, I don't know, because other things eat deer, and you very rarely see eaten deer carcasses, Tim, around
Thank
here, right?
God.
Yeah, good point.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah, that's right, Tim.
I need more.
Tim.
I need more.
Tim, I love how, like, here's logically A, B, C, D. I'm already stuck with, well, I thought of things, so I'm going to keep thinking that thing. Timmy, thanks for the call, buddy. Have a good rest of the day. All right, 252 WCMF. Let's get some ladies in here.
Oh, yeah.
Right, the ladies are the ones that got all the sightings in the first place.
Mm-hmm.
Karen's on CMF. Hey, Karen, how you doing?
Yes, it's Karen. Hey, Karen! Hey, I got some wildlife dump knowledge for you.
Thank you.
So, Tommy said something about it needs to be analyzed in the lab. Does not.
You can do a taste test.
So, anyone, like, so I have a degree in ecology, so.
Ooh, I have a degree from Karen University of Loudmouth.
The woman is legitimately an expert. Yeah.
I'm listening, I'm listening.
This is why we don't learn anything on this show, because you talk over everybody who claims to be an expert.
Somehow your stupidity is contagious. Go ahead, Karen, I'm sorry.
It's okay. So, like, when I walk through the woods, if I come across a scat, it is scat, I can look at it and I can pretty much tell you what animal it came from. If it's a deer, if it's a bear.
You got to be a ball to take a walk with.
She's
Ooh, more poo.
We ask a question and she's answering.
The old poo trail.
All right, Karen. So, Karen, just I want to take some more calls. So, like, based on what you've heard, what you've seen about this story, are you believing this is a mountain lion?
I am. Absolutely. Yep.
Okay. All right, so Karen, can I
She's
ask you,
Queen Dump.
Can I ask you a question
I am.
Based on your knowledge? All right, Karen, you know, if this lion is living around here, is this something we let be because it's wildlife, or is this something that's so potentially dangerous they have to go out and try and find it?
I would let it be. So far, it hasn't presented danger to anyone. There's enough food that it has no reason to harm any human. I would watch out for dogs and cats, but otherwise, nah, let it roam.
All right, Karen, thank you for your dump expertise. We very much appreciate it.
You're very welcome.
All right, there goes Karen.
Let it roam seems a little bit alarming.
Well, see, here's the thing. Because we're in a weird spot if it lives in Greece, right now. Because, like, if a bear were to wander down around, like, the town of Geneseo or somewhere, like, near hills or mountains, you would just let that bear be because it's where it lives.
Well, it's country.
But when the bear showed up in Pittsburgh, you had to do something about the bear. I don't know what Greece is, because there's a lot of green space in Greece. If it shows up in the city, you obviously have to capture the thing, right? But can it live in Greece?
Wait, you just, like, hang out there in people's neighborhoods?
Yeah, I mean,
that's kind of scary.
But it hasn't really...
I know what she's saying, like, if it doesn't hurt anybody.
But until it does.
Yeah, but I wouldn't be, like, hiking around any wooded areas.
Yeah, especially with Karen.
You're not
hands
gonna...
all full of poo.
You're not going to believe this.
What?
Well, with, again, three more people sighting the mountain lion, this time all of them in Greece in the same neighborhood. We got poo now, mountain lion poo in somebody's backyard. We only get the biggest guess here in the break room.
Who we get?
We got Tony, the mountain lion. He's on CMF. Hey, Tony, how are you, buddy?
Hey, boys.
Hey, what's up, Tony? How you doing, buddy?
Hey, listen, boys, I need directions to the Bills camp.
Why, what do you, we got plans today, Tony? What do you got going on?
Yeah, well, I'm hungry, and there's some pretty big boys over there.
Hey, Tony, let me ask you. Well, I don't know why I'm trusting this lion's improv skills, but we'll see how this goes. Of all the places, Tony, that you could have resided in, why did you decide the town of Greece?
Well, you see, Duffy, I'm really not in Greece. I put in a viewing over there for my friends on the news, but I really need to get to the Bills camp. So, how can you help me, fans?
All right, well, tell you what. Why don't you Google it, Tony? Thanks for the call. Have a good rest of the day.
One question too many.
Yeah, you know what? Yeah. I put too much faith in
a lot of pressure on Tony the Tiger.
Yeah. I mean, I guess, you know, the number one rule of radio, never trust a man to finish a bit pretending to be a mountain lion.
Solid mountain lion impression.
That was a good roar.
Yeah.
It was a really good roar.
Why are more women than ever choosing Natural Cycles? The hormone-free, side-effect-free way to take control of your fertility. Natural Cycles is a birth control app that uses your temperature to find your fertile window. It is more than a basic cycle tracking app. Natural Cycles is the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app and has helped millions prevent and plan for pregnancy naturally. Save 15% when you sign up today with code RADIO15. Learn more at naturalcycles.com.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on.
Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Come to DSW for the shoes, stay for the fun. Because, let's be honest, if shoe shopping isn't fun, are you even doing it right? So go ahead, try something new. Try something different. Good different. Try something that feels like you. You know, the real you. And then definitely brag about it later. Because at DSW, you've got unlimited freedom to play. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
The enemy of my enemy is my friend.
Okay. Right.
And here's the thing. Despite the fact that this guy didn't really have a massive impact with the Bills in the year and a half he was here,
yeah.
If this story is true, he will be beloved forever.
So what did he do?
You're hanging out in the break room, Rochester's Classic Rock, 96.5, WCMF. You remember Bills corner Rasul Douglas?
Yeah, the name sounds familiar.
Okay, so the Bills traded for him two seasons ago in the middle of the year.
Rasul.
Yep, cornerback. He had a couple of nice interceptions the first year he was here.
Helped out a little bit here and there.
There you go. But, I mean, Kimmy, there wasn't
decent,
like—
He was a decent player.
I wouldn't call him spotty. I'm saying, like, he wasn't, like, there wasn't a moment where, like, it's going to go down in Bills history,
All right?
All right. So, Rasul Douglas, the Bills did not re-sign him. He's 30 years old, a free agent, and he is still, as we speak, a free agent. But it's not for lack of interest.
What's the deal?
Well, there's one team in particular that it seems really wanted to sign
Rasul Douglas.
Because a couple of weeks ago, the Miami Dolphins reached out to Rasul Douglas to sign him.
Fun town, Rasul.
And he said no.
But Rasul's daughter. Why?
We don't know.
He didn't want to work?
He said no.
Nobody wants to tackle anymore.
He didn't really tackle Lay's in corner, you know. So he passed on the Dolphins, and then a couple weeks went by. And reports out last week, the Miami Dolphins reached out to him again.
Wait, took another run at the
guy.
Oh,
interested
man, that's
in signing Rasul Douglas.
Yeah, and?
And Rasul Douglas told them no.
Took another pass.
Yes. The
why?
The Dolphins signed another corner. Now, we don't know.
Could be they just didn't offer him enough money.
Okay, but Kimmy, he's also a free agent, and we're in training
and
camp
he's old.
Right now. I mean, he's 30, yeah. It's, you know, you can still play corner in the NFL at 30. Did he not sign with the Dolphins because he hates the Dolphins? Because you're right. It could be about money. But I would think a guy of that age in training camp right now, I mean, he hasn't gotten an offer that he likes yet.
Right. But maybe you'd rather retire than play for a crappy team.
So,
All right.
So let's talk about that, right? There has been big-time bad blood rivalry between the Bills and Dolphins players the last couple of years, right? Douglas played in three of those Bills-Dolphins games, dealing with guys like Tariq Hill and Jalen Waddle, who love to run their mouths and bitch and moan and blah, blah, blah.
Yeah.
I know that Rasul Douglas was only a Bill for a short period of time. But if it eventually comes out that he passed on signing with Miami, only because he hates the Dolphins, I will move him into the top 10 of my former favorite Bills players of all time.
So one he steps up.
Is that fair, Kimmy?
I mean, that's a It's a pretty big statement. You're willing to pass up a paycheck because of your, not your loyalty to your former team, but like just how
you feel about that franchise.
Yeah. Yeah.
The enemy of my enemy is my friend.
Okay.
And then it's not even like Russell Douglas is our enemy. I kind of like the guy. All right. So we talked this morning about how Bill's first round pick, Max Hairston. Did I say that right, Kimmy?
Hairston.
That's
Hairston?
I feel like we're saying the same name.
Max Hairston.
Max Hairston.
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 We are waiting to hear what this non-contact knee injury is. And we're all hoping to God it's not what we're fearing and it's an end of season thing. However, Kimmy, if this is a significant injury, you call Russell Douglas,
The Bills have made that move in the past.
Bring him back.
Where they have no problem bringing back guys that once played for the team.
I mean, he knows the defense, right? He's legit plug and play. He knows all the guys he's going to be hanging around.
Yeah.
You also right now are relying on Tre'Davious White if something significant is wrong with Hairston. And I love Tre'Davious White. And reports are that he's looking great at camp and everything's cool.
Oh, fantastic.
But he wasn't supposed to be the guy you relied on.
And, I mean, he's going into his 10th year, if I'm not mistaken. Yeah. And he's had two significant lower body injuries. I mean, you don't want that to be – it's Tre'Davious White, Kimmy, between the fourth corner on your roster.
All right, so you may see him back.
I mean, well, if we see him back, it's the worst-case scenario for the first-round pick. We don't want that.
Oh. All right.
Now, here's the thing. You know what's going to happen, right? Now that we said this, the Dolphins are going to try and sign him a third time, and he's totally going to go sign with the Dolphins. We're going to look like complete idiots. But right now, I love the guy.
All right.
You know, when it comes to free agents, too, that haven't been signed yet, there were two significant names the Bills have added at the trade deadline the last two years. Douglas was 2 years ago.
Right.
Last year, the Bills traded for Amari Cooper, the wide receiver.
Mm-hmm.
He's still a free agent.
Wait, so he...
Yeah, he's still out there. Oh,
is that coming back?
Is he still a free agent? Why did I think... Or was he talking to another team or something?
They're not dating, but they're talking? We're like hooking up, but it's not like official?
I don't know how any guy with money passes on going to Miami and having all that fun.
I mean, it does look like that franchise is awful.
But that town, for a young guy with money, how do you not go to one of the coolest cities on the planet?
So there have been
party?
There have been multiple former Dolphins that have left the franchise in this offseason.
They burn out.
They came out and crapped all over. The coach sucks. He doesn't have the players don't know what they're doing. There's no accountability. It's a nightmare. The GM's a joke.
I mean, I feel like
it's a joke.
I mean, you know things are bad because this. I mean, the Bills went through a similar period of time where guys literally retired in the middle of a season or a game or a preseason. So I think we know that there are definitely issues when stuff like that starts showing up in franchises.
Okay, so Amari Cooper still a free agent?
Yes.
Okay. Yeah, so, I mean, you had these two significant ads the last couple of years that are both kind of sitting around. Don't forget, too, I don't know how the Bills feel about their wide receiver core. They must feel pretty good. But there are two former Bills, significant wide receivers, that are still free agents. Not only Amari Cooper, but Gabe Davis is still on the free agent.
Oh, so they could be back.
I thought Gabe Davis would get snapped up.
It is weird.
Unless he's hurt.
That these guys are just kind of sitting out there because it always seems like guys like with that kind of, well, like guys with names.
Yeah.
Like they usually go, somebody will sign them to at least training camp. Training camps.
And Gabe Davis and Josh Allen had a really good rapport. I mean, he set the record for most receiving touchdowns in a playoff game in that Kansas City divisional round.
All right.
He's
been like spotted hanging out with like his former teammates.
Well, he was at Josh's
stuff.
Wedding. Oh,
no,
and he
I
was
mean,
in town for,
yeah,
yeah
he
you're
was
right.
in town recently for something.
It was a concert.
So, I don't know. I don't know if that just means he really likes those dudes or if there's something brewing there.
I just want it to happen so I could wear my Gabe Davis jersey to the stadium again because that was a $120 commitment.
I think we're also finding out that these guys, like, they know what this game does to their bodies and they'd almost, like, rather not play than just be paid, you know, what they don't feel they deserve.
Okay.
Yeah
it could also, too, be like, I don't want to go through training camp, so we'll wait as long as we can.
Oh, there you go. Skip all that.
All right, so again, we are waiting still to see what the situation with this non-contact injury to Bill's first-round pick, Max Hairston, is. So when we know, you'll know.
All right.
All right, let's take a break.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. TNCs apply.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Find new customers on a platform that's here to stay. With TikTok for Business, anything is possible. If you've ever thought about advertising your business on TikTok, now is the time to do it. You can drive more customers to your website, sell products right in the app, and you can even use TikTok's creative tools to easily make content and find creators to help sell your products for you. Find new customers today. Just open your browser, type in getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads, and grow your business fast.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit DetectTheSOS.com today to learn more.